WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like that blinking cursor on your laptop screen is judging you? You know, the one that seems to mock your every attempt at starting that project, writing that email, or even just tidying up your desk. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, let's tackle procrastination head-on and unlock the secrets to staying motivated like a boss. Think about it. Procrastination isn't just about laziness, it's often fear disguised as busyness. It's that voice in our head whispering doubts, anxieties, or even just plain overwhelm. It's too big, it says. I'll start tomorrow. But guess what? Tomorrow never comes. So how do we break free from this procrastination trap and actually get things done? Here are 5 key takeaways that will transform your relationship with motivation. 1. Embrace the power of tiny wins. Forget about tackling everything at once. It's like trying to climb a mountain in one giant leap. Instead, focus on those small, achievable steps, those tiny wins that build momentum and keep you going. Need to write a report? Break it down into manageable chunks. Research for 30 minutes, outline the structure, then dedicate another hour to drafting the first section. Celebrate each mini victory. It's like leveling up in your favorite video game, except this time, the reward is a sense of accomplishment and progress. 2. Find your prime time. We all have those magical hours when our energy levels are sky high and our focus is laser sharp. Figure out yours. Maybe it's early morning with a cup of coffee, or late at night after everyone else has gone to sleep. Schedule your most challenging tasks for those peak performance times, and save the lighter stuff for when your energy dips. It's like tuning into the right radio station. You get better reception when you're aligned with the frequency. 3. The Eat That Frog Technique. Ever heard of this one? It's simple but powerful. Identify the biggest, most daunting task on your to-do list, the one that makes you want to procrastinate. Make a commitment to tackle it first thing in the morning. You'll feel lighter and more energized after conquering that frog. Think of it as clearing out the mental clutter. Once you've dealt with the toughest challenge, everything else feels manageable. 4. The Buddy System. Accountability is key. Find a friend or colleague who has similar goals and check in with each other regularly. Share your progress, celebrate wins, and offer support when things get tough. It's like having a built-in cheerleading squad, except way more practical. Knowing someone else is counting on you can make a world of difference. 5. Reward yourself. You deserve it. Celebrate your accomplishments, big and small, with something you genuinely enjoy. A relaxing bath, a good book, or that slice of pizza you've been craving, whatever brings you joy. Positive reinforcement keeps you motivated and shows you that hard work pays off. Let's imagine this. You're working on a creative project, maybe writing a screenplay or composing music. You've got this awesome idea, but fear is creeping in. What if it's not good enough? What if no one likes it? Those thoughts can paralyze you, right? That's where those key takeaways come in. Break the project into smaller steps, like drafting a scene per day. Set aside your prime time for this creative work. Tell a friend about your goal and ask them to check in on your progress. And when you finish a scene, reward yourself with something you love, maybe a delicious snack or a walk in nature. See? It's all about building momentum, celebrating those wins, and silencing the inner critic. Remember, overcoming procrastination is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when motivation feels like a distant memory, but that's okay. Be kind to yourself, pick up where you left off, and keep moving forward one step at a time. You've got this. So go out there, conquer those tasks, and remember the world needs your unique talents and contributions. Don't let procrastination hold you back from achieving your dreams. Catch me tomorrow for another dose of Stoic Calm, where we'll explore ways to cultivate resilience and balance in our ever-changing world.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.